the final whistle
box,
goes.
And they've won their whistle. The whistle's gone.
Trinidad Kyle.
Absolutely wonderful performance. Absolutely superb. Stuck to the game plan. And all, everybody that took part, the 11 plus the substitute, they're all man of the match. Every single one of them, I deserve all the credit that anybody could bestow on them. They've really worked very, very hard. And the Argyle supporters are in seventh heaven.
To be fair,
wonderful.
Wigan Athletic supporters underneath us are giving generous applause,
yeah,
because they haven't seen too much Gilmouth activity as far as the home side are concerned. But the Argyle fans have all been shaken by the hand by Wigan players, who sportingly make sure that most of them are shaking hands with the referees. We're getting flooded with happy text messages. We may read some in a moment. David Plinstock, this is why I love Argyle so much. Whenever we're struggling, we post something out of the hat. But yeah, indeed, all the players going across to the Argyle fans to the far side to thank them for their support this afternoon. A good few hundred, best part of 1,000 are there, and they are in seventh heaven as the Argyle players all together in the centre circle, one off, walk off in one combined group to the tunnel on this near side. They're shaking each other's hands, patting each other on the back. Matthias Dumbe leading them off, and the Argyle, this is magnificent. The Wigan fans are applauding the Argyle players off. The Wigan players went about a minute or so ago, and the Argyle players returned the applause of the Wigan fans. Paul Watton, the skipper, raising his hands to the Wigan fans, and the last one off is Lee Hodges. Watsy looked up to the director's box a few moments ago to salute the chairman who's here, Paul Stapleton, also Robert Denley as well. Phil Barrows, the former Argyle defender, has been watching the game with us this afternoon, and I can tell from what you've been saying, Phil, throughout our afternoon here at the JJB, that you've been nothing but impressed with Argyle.
Very, very impressed with Argyle. They've obviously had a game plan and worked to the game plan right down to the last detail. All 11 players plus substitutes played their part, and it was a wonderful team performance. And just one or two moments that just highlight from the game. Just before the second goal went in, Crawford would go round the keeper, and as he placed the ball goalward, he was directly in line with all the Argyle supporters, and they could stand there and watch that ball going into the net. What a wonderful moment that would have been for them. and then to even match that, or even top that, was as the Argyle players saluted their supporters who are at the far side of the ground, and then turn round and walk towards the home supporters, the home stands. The home supporters gave Argyle players a terrific round of applause as the first team to beat their club this season. That was a wonderful gesture.